Follow these tips for better eye health. Myopia isn't the only problem we can have with our eyes, though. There are many other common eye diseases, such as dry eye disease. This chronic problem can be caused by environmental factors. Some of these include blue light from screens, as well as exposure to wind and air conditioning. Dry eye disease can result in burning pain and the feeling of something in the eye. Once this problem appears, it can't be cured, but it can be managed. What you might need to do is to use hot compresses. Carefully wash your eyelids and eyelashes and use eye drops. However, there are different types of dry eye disease. So, if you think you have this problem, speak to your doctor for advice. Another big threat to our eyes is smoking. Those who smoke are 2 to 3 times more likely to develop eye diseases that cause vision loss. The sun can also harm our eyes, which means that sunglasses are extremely important, especially on very sunny days. By taking these steps and getting routinely scheduled eye checks with a doctor, we can promote better eye health.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Chickling.
And today we're going to continue with our look at improving eye health. So yesterday we talked a lot about myopia or short-sightedness. This article says, myopia isn't the only problem we can have with our eyes, though.
Oh.
Yeah, there are lots of other issues, and we're going to mention a few here. There are many other common eye diseases, such as, using that phrase from yesterday, dry eye disease. So a disease is an illness. It's something wrong with our body that's caused either by an outside agent, something infects us, or it could be an internal problem. Part of us doesn't work the way it should or stops working because it gets old, and then our body doesn't work the way it should. That's a form of disease. We wouldn't really use disease for a cold. It's kind of something you get, but like other disease, if you've got heart disease and you've got a weak heart, you've got those kind of problems, that's what you'd use it for. Here's a sentence. There is no cure for this disease, although there is medicine that will help people with it live a normal life.
So disease 就是疾病，所以如果是传染病，你就可以说 it's a contagious disease. 那常见的疾病就是 common disease, 罕见疾病就是 rare disease. 比如说 malaria is still a common disease in West Africa and is often fatal.那其实近视并不是眼睛唯一的问题嘛，还有一些常见的疾病像是干眼症。I think it's often caused by wearing contacts for a long time, right?
Yeah, that can definitely
work. I think I
kind
of have that.
Yeah, and I'm sure people just naturally can get the same problem. What we learn is that this chronic problem can be caused by environmental factors. So it could be dust and the dryness and whatever's going on, but it's a chronic issue, which means it kind of lasts for a long, long, long time.
Ooh, chronic 就是慢性的或者是长期的。所以我们刚刚讲到的 disease, 其实你把它放一起 chronic disease 就是慢性病。所以其实这种慢性问题也有可能是环境因素引起的哦。
So what are these environmental conditions that can affect you?The article says some of these include blue light from screens.
Oh, you mentioned that yesterday.
Yeah, it doesn't affect the muscles, but it does affect how dry you are for sure, as well as, using yesterday's language in focus, exposure to wind and air conditioning.
Okay.
So yeah, air conditioning dries it out, wind dries stuff out, and that's why we're going to look at the word exposure next.
Exposure 这边指的是曝露嘛，所以它是名词，动词就是 expose。所以我们可以说 potatoes turn green when exposed to light。所以呢，我们在今天的文章就知道说，其实干眼症有一些外来的因素影响嘛。那其中这些因素包括可能荧幕的蓝光，或者是你的眼睛曝露在风啊，或者是空调中太久，都有可能导致干眼症。
So what else do we learn about dry eye disease? We learn what can cause it, but what's it like to have it? The article says dry eye disease can result in burning pain and the feeling of something in the eye. Do you get these things?
Not really.
Not too bad? Oh, good.
Yeah.
Probably all right then.
Okay, yeah.
And the article then adds, once this problem appears, it can't be cured. But it can be managed.
Okay.
In this case, the word manage means to keep a problem under control and stop it from getting any worse. I also have a disease that cannot be cured, but if I take medicine every day, it doesn't affect me. I'd have to stop taking the medicine for months to actually make it really affect me. If I miss a day, not a problem. That's the kind of thing we're talking here. I can manage it. Here's another example. Tony takes medicine twice a day to manage his high blood pressure.
所以 manage 就是控制嘛。那我们常常片语会说 manage to do something， 就是你成功完成一件事，而且尤其是这件事情要蛮困难的，有点难度。所以比如说 Ingrid managed to drag the table into the kitchen， so it wasn't a really easy job. So you can use the phrase manage to do something. 那么 manage 除了刚刚我们控制的意思嘛，我们管理啊，掌管一个企业也可以。所以像是 manager 才会叫做是经理或者是经纪人的意思。那管理的名词呢，就是management， 所以干眼症导致灼热感，还有眼睛的异物感。但是这个问题如果出现，就没有办法去根治。不过你是可以控制它的 ，maybe like using eye drops, maybe will help.
Yeah, here are some things that can help. What you might need to do is to use hot compresses, carefully wash your eyelids and eyelashes.And use eye drops.
Oh, okay.
So there is a lot of stuff in that sentence to cover, but first we're going to look at today's language in focus. So over to you.
Okay, 我们今天的 language and focus 要讲的是 what 做成复合关系代名词的用法。那么 what 它可以代换成什么呢？ The things that. 那如果当然是单数，就是 the thing that. 所以由这个复合关系代名词 what 引导的名词子句，它可以当主词、受词或者是补语。我们先看一下我们文章来说，我们刚文章Pat 老师讲到那个句子 ，What you might need to do is to use hot compresses, carefully wash your eyelids and eyelashes, and use eye drops. 所以这个 what you might need to do 它是主词嘛，那可以改写成 the things that you might need to do， 这样就 OK 了。那我们再看几个例句，比如说呢 Trevor finally told his girlfriend the things that made him want to break up。 那 the things that 在这边当受词哦，所以可以改写成什么呢？ Trevor finally told his girlfriend what made him want to break up。 那么或者是另外一个当补语的用法，Your sincerity is the thing that makes you so special to me. 那这个 the thing that 因为是单数嘛，所以我们就没有加 s。这边当补语的话，就改写成 Your sincerity is what makes you so special to me.
So let's look at these things then. The first one was hot compresses.
热敷。Oh, you can also use compress as a verb, but it's pronounced as compress.
Yeah, like push something down.
压它。What about eyelid?
Eyelid, that's this one here.
眼睑。
Okay.
然后 eyelashes. This, yeah. You have really long ones.
I do. It's just one of those things.
So jealous.
I got quite long eyelashes.
Okay. Shorter than yours.
Yeah, I can't tell you those aren't your real, or are they're mascaraed, so can't do a comparison.
所以舒缓干眼症有几种方式呢？热敷，仔细去清洗你的眼睑跟睫毛，或者是使用眼药水都可以帮助。
However, the article says there are different types of dry eye disease.That just makes it like, now you don't know what to do. Like, which one have I got?
Right.
It's just problem on problem. But we do have a suggestion. The article says, so if you think you have this problem, speak to your doctor for advice.
所以呢，干眼症其实有很多不同种类。所以如果你觉得你好像怪怪的，你就要去咨询医生的建议。
Okay, so we've covered one problem. Let's look at another. Another big threat to our eyes is smoking. Yeah.
Really?
Yep, it's a threat. A threat is a danger. Something that promises harm or some other negative consequences if you don't deal with it. It's like this is something that could go wrong. Deal with the threat. Here's an example. Plastic pollution in the oceans is a big threat to many animals, such as turtles and whales.
所以呢 threat 就是危害或威胁，所以 threat to something or someone 就是对什么东西的威胁。所以我们常常都会说什么东西 is under threat of something， 代表饱受什么的威胁。比如说 Miranda 每天都被暴力威胁好了，那你就可以说 Miranda lives daily under threat of violence。那它其实的动词就是 threaten， 有威胁的意思。所以用什么东西去威胁别人，就可以说 to threaten someone with something。比如说 the attacker threatened the shopkeeper with the gun. 他们用那个枪去威胁这个店长。所以吸烟其实蛮大的一个威胁哦。Smoking is bad for you. So yeah, don't smoke.
Who would have known? Like, I can't believe it's bad for you. Of course it is. It affects your hair. It affects your skin.
Hair?
It affects your, yeah. Messes up your hair. Messes up your skin. Messes up your lungs.
Everything.
And now we see it messes up your eyes. The article says those who smoke are 2 to 3 times more likely to develop eye diseases that cause vision loss.
Vision loss,
yeah, you won't be able to see at all.
所以呢，吸烟的话哦，你如果吸烟，你患上视力丧失的这个眼睛疾病，可能性是没有在吸烟的人的2到3倍哦。
And of course, here's another one that can be a problem. The sun can also harm our eyes, which means that sunglasses are extremely important, especially on very sunny days. Yeah, I saw you even have sunglasses
yeah,
today.
Yeah, I always wear sunglasses.
You're doing that to take care of them. Because, yeah, on extremely sunny days, you definitely need them. Extremely pretty much means the same as very, but it's a much stronger adverb. It's not just cold, it's not just very cold, it's extremely cold. Here's an example. It was extremely cold today, so Jenny wore several layers of thick clothes.
Extremely 就是非常或极度的，它的形容词就是 extreme。所以像如果极度恶劣的天气就是 extreme weather conditions， 或者是如果一个人很极端偏激的观点就是 extreme views。比如说 he has extreme views about politics。所以阳光其实也会伤害眼睛，太阳眼镜就很重要，尤其是太阳很大的时候，一定要戴上太阳眼镜。
Yeah, so you've got to do a bunch of stuff if you want to take care of your eyes,you know, like wear sunglasses if it's sunny outside. Maybe use some eye drops to kind of keep any dryness at bay. Go and get them like checked or whatever. Even eating the right kind of food, because vitamins, I think it's A, is it A that promotes eye health, I think?
I'm not really, I think it's lutein.
Okay, I know, I think...
Vitamin C or E.
Yeah, oh, C or E. Okay, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
I can't remember which vitamin or vitamin does what. But yeah, eat basically most vegetables are good. Yeah. Carrots were the ones that were supposed to be really good. In England, we had this thing years ago that said, if you eat carrots, you can see in the dark. It was like a promotion. People believed it for a long time.
As clearly as a rabbit.
Yeah, they don't actually work quite that well, but they do contain the right kinds of vitamins. So the article says, by taking these steps, by doing things to protect your eyes, and getting routinely scheduled eye checks with a doctor, we can promote better eye health. A couple of things to look at in this sentence, starting with the adverb routinely. The word routinely just means the same as frequently.Often. But with routinely, there's the kind of extra meaning that it's something quite regular. If you go to see a doctor routinely, it's probably every few weeks or every few months. It follows that pattern. Routinely going to see a doctor for eye checks, you maybe go every year or every 6 months, something like that. You go and see a dentist routinely to take care of your teeth.Here's another not so good example. Joe was routinely late for work, so he ended up getting fired.
所以我们这个副词呢 routinely 就是经常的或例行的，所以它的名词就是 routine 惯例嘛，所以你每天会做的事情就是 your daily routine。 那当形容词也可以哦，有例行的常规，比如说你常常例行去健康检查，那你就可以说它是一个 routine medical checkup， 或你可以直接说 medical 也可以。那么 routine 这个字也可以当乏味的，就是有点 boring， 比如说 Hanson is thinking about quitting. He thinks his job is so routineAnd boring.
Yeah, nothing new happens. It's just the same old stuff every day. Now, we also saw the word promote in that last sentence. When we promote something, we're supporting this thing. We're actively trying to encourage this thing, get more people to do it, get more people to pay attention to it. And we often use it about a cause, about something you're trying to accomplish. In this case, we're promoting eye health. We're trying to say, hey, everyone,Do take good care of your eyes. You'll miss them when you're older if you start to lose your vision. Come on, everyone. It's easy to do these things. Let's all do it. You're trying to make it go, really. The example sentence we have is, the library is giving away some of its books to promote reading among children.
所以 promote 这边是促进嘛，增进，所以去增加让你的 to make your eyesight better。那么这个 promote 其实当升迁也可以，我们可以说 get promoted 或者是 get a promotion。比如说 he is cautious in order to get promoted or to get a promotion。所以透过我们刚刚提到的一些步骤啊，定期去看医生啦，还有等等等其他的事情，我们其实都是可以让眼睛更健康的。
So that brings us to the end of today's article, but we do have our For You Chat question, which is...
What other things do you think could help our eye health?
Get outside. Like, I can't say that enough. Like, you need the natural light to help your eyes. It's the best light for you. It will always mean you're looking at things at different distances because that's what outside is. Lots of things, some close, some far away. So just go outside. You know, yeah, wear sunglasses if it's hot or use a bit of eye drops if it feels really dry out there. But just go outside.
No wonder I was like...I was always taught to like look at grass or at green things when I was really young.
That would be the thing.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. You could like, don't lay there in bed looking at your phone with a light on. that would be another smart
looking
idea.
Looking at a green picture on your phone screen.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
I mean, that's just bad for sleep and never mind anything else. Like, so yeah, that's put your phone away before you go to bed. That would be a smart thing to do.
I think you can also eat omega-3.Fatty acids, that's also going to help.
Yeah, I'm sure there are
plenty
of things you can eat to keep your eyes healthy. Yeah, just keep them doing stuff. Keep them
busy. As many carrots as you can.
Yes, then you'll see in the dark or not. Okay, that brings us to the end of today's article. Thank you for watching, everyone. For English for You, I'm Pat.
I'm Jiggly.
And we'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Vocabulary Review.
Disease. The disease spread quickly through the country, and soon all the hospitals were full. Manage. Sarah tried hard to manage her fear of spiders, but she still cried when she saw one. Threat. The strong typhoon that is developing off the coast is a threat to the small village. Extremely. I really want to be a doctor.But getting into medical school is extremely difficult. Routinely. To maintain his health, John routinely goes for a jog after dinner. Promote. The government is trying to promote trade with a foreign country by opening an office there.
智慧小补帖
Chronic.Exposure. Compress. Eyelid. Eyelash.